Former advisors for BBC's Editorial Guidelines and Standards Committee were quizzed by Parliament's Culture, Media, and Sport Committee after President Donald Trump threatened to file a billion-dollar lawsuit against the public broadcaster. The BBC drew Trump's ire and deep public scrutiny after an internal memo compiled by one of its former external advisors was leaked to the British media. The memo criticized cases of alleged biased reporting and misleading video splicing in a documentary program called Panorama about Trump days before the 2024 U.S. presidential election. Michael Prescott is a former BBC Editorial Guidelines and Standards Committee advisor.
The person who was asked by the Standards Committee to go and look into, do a deep dive into the Panorama, was steeped in this material because he'd been out there covering it. And it was he who spotted the video splice. It's quite possible if it had been someone else asked to do a deep dive into Panorama, they might have come back still not spotting that.
The third-party production company that made the film spliced together three quotes from two sections of Trump's 2021 speech, delivered almost an hour apart, into what appeared to be one quote in which Trump urged supporters to march with him and fight like hell. Among the parts cut out was a section where Trump said he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully. BBC is bound by the terms of its charter to be impartial. Caroline Daniel was an advisor for the BBC Editorial Guidelines and Standards Committee. She says in her experience, the BBC puts effort into being impartial and that they have taken the initiative to review the problem.
I found the BBC to be actively engaged in discussions about how to improve issues of partiality on very complicated subjects. And this is a live, dynamic debate when the context changes all the time. It's very hard. It's not one and done. This is obviously a live debate. I think there can be differences of opinion about whether the BBC went far enough on some of the issues that were raised in the committee. And some of the issues that were raised were significant issues. But actually, what's important is that the BBC were raising them themselves. They were coming up via the EGSC commissioning research from David Grossman to help facilitate that robust debate and that review of impartiality.
A lawsuit in England is unlikely because the one-year deadline to bring one has already passed. If successful in overcoming that barrier, libel awards in the High Court rarely exceed £100,000 or about $132,000. During the Parliament hearing, former BBC advisor Prescott answered whether he thought the documentary defamed Trump, who won his election.
I should probably restrain myself a little bit, given that there is a potential legal action. All I can say is I can't think of anything I agree with Donald Trump on.
The BBC documentary was not aired in the US, where the BBC's streaming service is also not available. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perrazzo.